This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Peoria-based jazzy, soulful folk trio Sarah and the Underground has released its debut album after 2 years performing in Central Illinois. Sarah Marie Dillard and Brandon Mubery stopped by the GLT studios to play cuts from the State and Water session with GLT's John North.
This song is called The Coal Miner. It's the opening track to the live album recorded at WTVP Public Television in Peoria last August. Dillard says debuting with a live album was intentional for two reasons. First, band members feel they sound best performing in front of a live audience, especially when friends and family are present.
And then another reason was we actually didn't expect this recording to become an album. It was something that was gifted to us by the sound technician at the show we played for State and Water WTVP. And he gave it to us and we realized there's a live album here. And we cut out what we felt we could afford to cut out and save for next time. And what we came up with in the end was just really beautiful. And I really appreciate Bob Lindsay for doing that for us.
So that saves you a little bit of money, huh?
It really did. It was really God-ordained, it felt like.
Well, let's talk about The Coal Miner. Very haunting.
I'm glad you think so.
It's almost like an old work song.
Yes. This song was inspired by many things from my background. The first verse was inspired by stories from my grandfather. Back in the day, Hannah City was a coal mining district.
Oh.
And his father and possibly grandfather worked in the mines. This particular gentleman really loved math, and that was unusual in this farming area to have a passion for math, and so he got to stay at the top of the mines keeping the books for everyone. And my grandpa lived to the ripe old age of 94, and I got to hear him tell me stories about that coal mine, which really inspired the first verse.
And now there sits a lump of coal where once I found a heart. He dug way down in the deep.
The second verse mentions cowhands, and that's inspired by my grandpa's stories as well. He used to sing to me about cowhands working out in the field. He used to be one. And then the third verse, The Music Man. I was raised on many musicals, and The Music Man, from the musical The Music Man, is a character that has really stuck out in my mind. Mm. And I've also dated many musicians, and I kind of made that tie in there in the third verse.
You're kind of married to one.
I did marry one. I'm happy to say I found one who gave everything away to me instead of giving nothing away. I have everything from my fabulous husband, Mr. Brandon Mubery.
So. Brandon Mubery's in studio right next to Sarah, too. Welcome
Hello.
To GLT, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
So how did you guys meet?
I met her at a music festival. She's on a date with somebody, and it really was one of those slow motion movie moments where I was like, man, she's so pretty. I had heard stories about her where she would show up to gigs, and after the gig, she would order a plate of bacon, and then before the waitress put the order in, she's like, no, I want a plate full of bacon.
I usually had to say the number of slices to have it taken seriously.
Yeah, so there are all these like hilarious rumors or like stories going around about Sarah. It's like, I need to meet this person. And then
Putnam County Music and Arts Festival.
So you're the principal songwriter?
Yes. I write the song itself, the music and lyrics, the melody, the chord progression. Brandon and Nick compose their own contributions to the song.
Why don't you dive in and talk about how you contribute then to these songs that Sarah writes?
Yeah,
it's a strong rhythm section in this.
Yeah. I'm real proud of the chemistry Nick and I have together. Him and I get hired separately because they see the band and the singer-songwriters want us to play as their rhythm section.
I see those little hearts in people's eyes sometimes when they've known me for a long time. They know how I perform solo, and then they see me with the band for the first time, and I'm like, yeah, you want this bass player for sure, but it's just because they're so talented.
I asked this of Jay and Janae Thomason of the band Hot Sauce Universe. I don't know if you're familiar with them here in Bloomington.
Yeah.
They're a husband-wife team, and I asked them about how that has helped them as a couple. How has music helped you as a couple?
People look at me kind of weird sometimes when I describe what it's like. But like, so we live together, obviously, because we're married, and we work together, so we're with each other 24/7. There's rarely ever a time that we're not together. And that's when I get the weird look, like, are you okay?
Everyone worries about our well-being,
yeah,
for sure.
And we are. We're good.
Well, let's go to Sweet Company on the album. This is a little bit more upbeat.
Yes, they call it a fallen in love song. Uh-huh. If you're walking my way, just take your sweet, sweet time. And baby, don't shy away. If you want attention, you can have on. This song, Sweet Company, was written about, I guess you'd call him an ex. I don't find him personally to be worth mentioning, but I'm really glad I got some upbeat songs out of the relationship, and that is kind of a unique aspect of our relationship dynamic, me and Brandon together, is he is sometimes asked to play songs of mine that were written about other people, which is different. It's strange. My approach to it is, I'm grateful for the song I got, and the experience pointed me in the direction of Brandon. And now when I sing these songs, I sing them to him. I sing them about him. That's sweet company. Give me some of that sweet company. You know I need that sweet company. That sweet company.
Sweet Company is the name of the song on GLT Sound Ideas from Sarah and the Underground. Well, let me go there, Brandon, and kind of play off of that. Uh-huh. When the song that Sarah has written about somebody else that you're playing with, as she said, she kind of directs it toward you now, is that's a pleasant thing, but you know it's about someone else. Does it affect you at all?
What are we doing here?
This is hilarious because we go to marital counseling to keep the fire alive and healthy, and that's our next appointment today. So I feel like you're just digging up stuff for us to talk about.
If we're having a difficult time, it's difficult. If things are good, things are good, and I can put that out of my head, and it's nice. But ultimately, they were written about people that aren't in her life anymore. If we're in kind of a rough spot and I don't like it, I'm just being crabby. But those songs were already written. We weren't together when they were written. 99% of the time, it's fine.
Let's go to Man in the Moon on the album The State and Water Session. It's Sarah on the Underground. I'm not sure what this is about exactly, but what I really love about this is how it builds toward the end. Three people and create this sound that just... it's just intense at the end.
Thank you. One of my favorite things to hear is people are surprised by the fullness of the sound we create with three members. And I really appreciate that about our group. Man in the Moon is perfect to talk about at this time. This was a song I wrote when I was romantically involved with someone else. This was 5 years ago. But it has become this song that I actually believe I did write it about Brandon. Some songs I think are prophecies, and some songwriters are prophets, whether they know it or not. And this was a song that I wrote before I realized I was going to fall in love with and marry Brandon. And almost every single line of the song is about, like, it is true to his life.
I want to stay with maybe one of the more intense songs or slower songs or whatever we want to call it. It's Abraham.
Yeah.
Love this song.
Do you?
Lyrically, it is just, I mean, you capture the fears, thoughts of a young boy. Is Abraham a specific name because you knew this child, or is this like the biblical Abraham? Or
you will hear biblical references in a lot of my songs, so that might have something to do with it. So this was inspired by two different people, and the one I usually mention is my mother, because she's just the best mother. Throughout the song, you hear Abraham ask his mom a series of questions, and she never answers in the lyrics, but I feel that she answers through the music, and you hear in between the questions, like, I hear the music consoling Abraham in between those questions. Mother, can anything hurt me underneath the cover?
here under the covers. Abraham clung to his mother's skirts.
The other person this was inspired by was a dear friend of mine who was moving away, and I used to call him Abraham, and I wanted to write a song for him to let him know that no matter how far he went, he'd always be welcome in Peoria and loved in Peoria and missed in Peoria.
Well, fantastic album, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is wonderful. Sarah Marie Dillard and Brandon Mooberry of Sarah and the Underground, continued good luck to you.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear another album now.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us.
Am I forgotten?